Cuccinelli, Mayorkas Border Theatrics Hide Biden's Invasion. By Neil Monroe on August 12, 2021. President Joe Biden's deputies are hiding the huge inflow of migrants behind theatrical, ready for TV border inspections and arrests, says Ken Cuccinelli, former deputy chief at President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS. This entire charade is intended to fool the American people into believing this administration is actually protecting and managing our southern border. Nothing could be farther from the truth, said a statement from Cuccinelli, who was formerly at the Heritage Foundation and is now joining the New Citizens for Renewing America advocacy group. He continued, "With record high numbers month after month, this administration is doing nothing short of facilitating an invasion of this country in violation of its obligation to the states to protect them from invasion under Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution." Cuccinelli's group was founded by Russ Vought, a top official at Trump's Office of Management and Budget, from 2018 to 2021. "We call ourselves the America First Wing of the America First Movement," said spokeswoman Rachel Semmel. "Our group is essentially carrying on the fights that President Trump chose on America First issues, many of which the Republican Party previously hadn't fought on," she told Breitbart News. Biden's border charade is run by DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, a Cuban-born, pro-migration zealot who says migrants' dignity are foremost in our efforts. However, his DHS agency is responsible for protecting Americans' right to their own national labor market. The border charade was illustrated by an August 7 New York Times article that showed how the migrants caught by Border Patrol officers detained are merely returned to Mexico, allowing them to rest before trying to sneak across the border again. This catch-and-repeat policy set by Mayorkas allows migrants to repeatedly walk through wide gaps in the border wall until they reach employers in New York and other coastal regions. In the dark hours past midnight recently, several groups of men set out over the mountains' jagged, gravel-coated slopes as the lights of El Paso twinkled in the distance. But as they descended, they were spotted by agents with the U.S. Border Patrol, who rounded up 16 of them along a roadside. "The truth is, most people made it," said Evadro, a 31-year-old Brazilian migrant, his eyes bloodshot from fatigue, who had watched many of his fellow travelers dash to freedom through a jumble of nearby mobile homes and ranches. "We were just unlucky." Jeremiah Blunt, an El Paso agent, said he had encountered migrants bound for nearly every state. "One group of migrants," he said, "was arrested and sent back to Mexico on 5 consecutive days. I asked them, 'You haven't made it to New York yet?'" The article concluded with a comment from one migrant who completed the game of chutes and ladders that Mayorkas has erected in place of Trump's barrier of walls and repatriations. Jose Luis, a 54-year-old car mechanic from Mexico, showed up at Casa del Refugiado, a shelter in El Paso. He had made his way off the mountain during the night, he said. He had managed to elude capture. "It took me a day to get over that mountain," he said. Since January, Mayorkas and his deputies have allowed roughly 700,000 migrants to cross the border, including at least 500,000 job seekers. They are also opening many side doors in U.S. immigration law to allow yet more migrants to get into the country, even though Congress has set the annual legal inflow at roughly 1 million legal migrants per year. Mayorkas is touting Biden's chaotic extraction of wage-cutting workers from other countries as a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system. The Mayorkas inflow comes as some Americans see wage gains amid a shortage of U.S. workers. But Mayorkas inflow, plus the growing impact of inflation, has reversed the trend of wage gains started by Trump's policy of low migration and high growth. Mayorkas is visiting the border on August 12, Cuccinelli noted. DHS, with help from Mexico, has been cleaning up the part of the border in South Texas that Secretary Mayorkas is coming to visit today, Cuccinelli said, adding, "Mexico has been working since last week to slow the flow of illegal aliens through that part of the South Texas border, and DHS has been moving the badly overcrowded illegal aliens to other parts of the border. DHS has also been releasing illegals into the interior to clear them out of South Texas in advance of Secretary Mayorkas' visit, regardless of their COVID status." Mayorkas' border charade is another case of rules for thee, but not for me, by the Biden administration, Vought said,